Prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. All the Tibetans who have been killed are taking their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Cancer Jampa Tukchuk. Eddie Blanchard, Sister Mary Richard Boo, Richard First, Jonathan Hill, Jonathan Anthony Love, Lorreen Meadows, Samuel Mitchell, Candace the Dog, Dolores the Siberian Husky, Patch the Cat, and Zeke the Dog. Job Search. Roseanne Barona, John Carroll, Lee Clark, Joey Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, Michelle Matich, Robert Palermo, Alex Schwartz, Greg Reaver, Sandy Wimbish. Prayers for Health and Well-Being. Captain Lama Zompa Rinpoche, Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, Venerable Margaret McCandrew, Venerable Chiki Lamo. All those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities. May the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Roger and Barb Alexander, Russell Allen, Mrs. Askew, Lisa Baranski, Jim Barnes, Luce Barona, Narcissus Barona Sr., Roseanne Barona, family of Sister Mary Richard Boo, Steve and Terry Bull, Yuki Boros, John Carroll, Julie Castello, Dimitri Diamondopoulos, Suzanne Diamondopoulos, Steve Emery and family. Family of Richard First, Mildred Gooch, Drew Granger, Gwen, Tracy Haas Thompson, Annie Hassel, Kathy Hayashi, Francis Hayashi, family of Jonathan Hill, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson Buddy, Helen Kasanoff, Nina Kowalski, Jonathan Kramer, Nicole Lamott, Mary Lipscomb and family, Mary Lojek, Danny Love, family of Jonathan Anthony Love, R.M., Tom McGinnity, family of Lorreen Meadows, Sarah Miller, family of Samuel Mitchell, Audrey Murphy, Evan Myrtle and family, Neil and family, L.P. Oliver, J. Pondia, Anna Papard and her many cousins throughout the Ukraine, the Pieper family, Chris, Susan, and Sadie, Anna Pozo, Ann Rivers, Ken Roman, Ralph Rumley, Eileen, Reuben, and family. Ariana Scott, Rosemary Cease, Nancy Sorbit, Lobsam Tuptem, Laura Townsend, Susie Tucker, Bob Utzman, Josh Vernon, Dion Washington, George Michael Williams Jr., Carmen the Dog, and Dorje and Cadro the Pigs. Just in case there's no time to thank our sponsors, I want to just read it before we start, in case I forget. So we have Zipuja. We have three sponsors. Steve Smith, for my mother and all of our mothers in all their lives, may they have all they need to reach complete enlightenment quickly. And for all those beings in the Bardo state without a refuge protector, may the force of our merit lead them to supreme refuge. For Puja, for Bill. Allie Burke, for Bill Burke. May he earn the merit and realize the wisdom and compassion to become enlightened and free all sentient beings from suffering. An anonymous donor, sponsor, for my mother and for all who are old and sick, and for their families who care for them. May their minds be peaceful and happy, and may the blessings of all of our teachers bring light and joy to their hearts. Then we have sponsors for the light offerings, Elise Drevel. May all sentient beings have the benefit of excellent teachers. May they all have eternal happiness, freedom from suffering, and equanimity, and the causes for these. Then we have an anonymous sponsor. For the long, healthy life of our kind teacher, Geshe Gelug Choda, and for the fulfillment of all of his wishes, may we meet him again and again in all of our lives and receive his guidance and blessings. For Neo, may he be free from pain and have a happy, peaceful mind during his transition and a very happy rebirth. For his family, to have peace of mind for the liberation of all beings everywhere. And Pat Long, for Geshe Gelug, with wishes for his long, happy, healthy life. So those are the ones on the list that someone gave me. May the light of the lamp be equal to the great 3,000 worlds and their environments. May the wick of the lamp be equal to the King of Mountains, Mount Meru. May the butter be equal to the infinite ocean. May there be billions of trillions of lamps in the presence of each and every Buddha. May the light illuminate the darkness of ignorance of all sentient beings, from the peak of samsara down to the most tortuous hell, whereby they can see directly and clearly all the 10 directions, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and their pure lands. Om Vaja Alate Ahum Emaho, I offer these beautifully exalted, clear and luminous lights to the 1,000 Buddhas of the fortunate eon, to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the infinite pure lands of the 10 directions, to all the gurus, meditation, deities, dhakas, dakinis, dharma protectors, and the assembly of deities of all mandalas. Due to this, may my father, mother, and all sentient beings in this life and all their future lives be able to see directly the actual pure lands of the complete and perfect Buddhas. May they unify with Buddha Amitabha and inseparable oneness. Please bless me, and may my prayers be actualized as soon as possible through the power of the truth of them and the assembly of the deities of the three roots. Teata om Panchagriha Avabodhani Soha. 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 The light transforms into single, brilliant, five-color wisdom. On a lotus and moon disc, the syllables Om and Di appear. From them, 108 beautiful goddesses of light, Marmama, appear, wearing beautiful garments and precious garlands. Every goddess holds lights in her hands, and from them emanate billions of trillions of infinite replicas of light-offering goddesses. All of them make light offerings uninterruptedly to all the Buddhas in the Buddha fields throughout all of space, and to the peaceful and wrathful deities. Thus, due to the merits of having made such a light offering, may all the benefactors, the deceased and migrating beings of the six realms benefit. May all their degenerated samaya and broken vows be destroyed. May all their superstitious obscurations be purified. May all their bad karma, negativities, and obscurations be purified. May the three realms of samsara become empty immediately. Please grant control, power, and realization. I'd like to thank our sponsors tonight. Steve Smith, who sponsored the puja for my mother and all of our mothers and all their lives. May they have all they need to reach complete enlightenment quickly, and for all those beings in the bardo state without a refuge protector, may the force of our merit lead them to supreme refuge. Allie Burke, for puja. For Bill Burke, may he earn the merit and realize the wisdom and compassion to become enlightened and free all sentient beings from suffering. An anonymous sponsor for the puja. For my mother and for all who are old and sick and for their families who care for them. May their minds be peaceful and happy, and may the blessings of all our teachers bring light and joy to their hearts. Elise Strebel for light offerings. May all sentient beings have the benefit of excellent teachers. May they all have eternal happiness, freedom from suffering, and equanimity and causes for ease. An anonymous sponsor for light offerings. For the long, healthy life of our kind teacher, Geshe Gelug Choda, and for the fulfillment of all of his wishes. May we meet him again and again in all our lives and receive his guidance and blessings. For Neil, may he be free from pain and have a happy, peaceful mind during his transition and a very happy rebirth. For his family, to have peace of mind for the liberation of all beings everywhere. And Pat Long, for light offerings. For Geshe Gelug, with wishes for his long, happy, healthy life.
Good evening. Thank you for coming to the Guru Puja. So today, this is a very special day because it's like Lama Tsongkhap, probably like 700 or maybe 700 or 800 years ago. This is like Lama Tsongkhapa as Kholangamchi is like 25. So yesterday was one of the Lama Tsongkhapa main disciples who founded Sera Monastery. He passed away yesterday, so because knowing that Lama Tsongkhapa is going to pass away, and Lama Tsongkhapa is going to pass today, so that he decided to pass before his Lama, so he can bear the thought to losing his Lama, so he decided to die before Lama Tsongkhapa. So this yesterday was another special day, so the in Sera Monastery, so that he's the Jechen Jin Chuji, who found the Sera Monastery. So one of the Lama Tsongkhapa main disciples who founded the Sera Monastery was passed away yesterday. So then there's like thousands of light offerings been made in the Sera Monastery. So then today's Lama Tsongkhapa. So just want to tell you that he cannot bear the thought losing his Lama. So because of that, he decided to, go before Lama Tsongkhapa. So that's yesterday, that's his anniversary. So then today's Lama Tsongkhapa. So then Guru Puja is also one of the Lama Tsongkhapa's main practice. So why we do Guru Puja? So if you can visualize our own Lama in Sabarava with Lama Tsongkhapa, so there's no death. That's what we supposed to do when we do Guru Yoga practice. We supposed to visualize our Lamas inseparable with whatever deities that we are practicing. In this case, probably Lama Tsongkhapa inseparable with your own Lamas. Visualize that. So then, the follower of the Gelugpa traditions, Lama Tsongkhapa is the one who founded the Gelugpa traditions. So having conditioned faith, unshakable faith towards Lama Tsongkhapa is critical to generate any realizations based on Lama Tsongkhapa's main teaching, Lamrim, Great Lamrim, Lamrim Chembo, which is the essence of Lama Tsongkhapa teaching from the Sutra side. So the Vajrayana side called Ngarim Chembo, that's the essence of Lama Tsongkhapa teaching from the Vajrayana side called Ngarim Chembo. So Lamrim Chembo. So then, in order to have this having unshakable faith or conditioned faith towards Lama Tsongkhapa is very, very important. Because Lama Tsongkhapa's teaching is like Kadamba teachings. And their teachings, every word, is like the golden, Lama Tsongkhapa teachings like golden rosaries. So every beat benefits. So now, how we can develop unshakable faith towards Lama Tsongkhapa, the best way to develop the unshakable faith towards Lama Tsongkhapa is to study Lama Tsongkhapa's teachings. Tenbe ngang su shen ni tenpa la yishin ni vata kawa shus. So that's how you develop. So having conviction says to Shakyamuni Buddha. So how to do that? How to develop? How to generate that conviction? Said to study Buddha's teachings, particularly emptiness. Teaching of emptiness. So same here. Lama Tsongkhapa is the only scholar in Tibet. Probably only one scholar in Tibet who explains emptiness very clearly. Particularly when there's a difficult point, Lama Tsongkhapa emphasized elaborately when there's a difficult point. So maybe studying Lamrim, when you read Lamrim, if you find some message in the Lamrim that helps to change your thinking, how to be more, how to take essence out of this life, whatever the message that you, reading in the Lamrim, that moves your heart in the positive directions, so then that's how to generate conviction faith towards Lama Tsongkhapa. So Lama Tsongkhapa did summarize in 3 points, Pambu Jajendeva among themselves. In the beginning, Lama Tsongkhapa studied all kind of, God, regardless all traditions, you know, receive teaching from Kagyu Master, Nyingma Master, Sajam Master, Lama Tsongkhapa himself has like 108 lamas, more than 108 lamas from all different traditions. Oh. Lama Tsongkhapa really studied so many the books they're written by Indian Pandit, but mainly books they're written by the Nalanda Pandit. So read that, and all the commentary that's by composed by Tibetan Lama. So the Lama Tsongkhapa really thoroughly study all of them. Tangpo Jajendeva Mangpus, Pado Shungnutam, Dambasha. In the middle, the Lama, all, everything that Lama Tsongkhapa studied, then it's become like instructions for him. He sees them as not just knowledge, you know, he sees all of them to him appear as instructions. Critical instructions. Pado Shungnutam, Dambasha. And in the end, the Lama Tsongkhapa implemented all of this, you know, these instructions sincerely, genuinely, seriously, day and night. Lama Tsongkhapa tried to implement those teachings. Then all this effort, learning all the scriptures, learning all of them, so spending so much energy, then thinking about them in the middle, in the end, and trying to, you know, like apply into life, you know, like day and night, and solely dedicated to benefit of other sentient beings. Dedicated to the benefit of sentient beings and also spread the Dharma throughout the world, you know, which has potential to benefit, you know, people, all levels of people. So that's how you summarize Lama Tsongkhapa biography or deeds or biography in these 3 points. Tambo Jajendeva Mandala Pato Shunundu. So now the best offering. Or you can recite, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa's teachings, you can do like Guru Puja, you can go around the stupas. So best offering on this day, this particular day, Lama Tsongkhapa days, best offering is finding an entire, you know, like, the path that Lama Tsongkhapa summarized in Lam Rim. All the, 84,000, essence of 84,000 scriptures Lama Tsongkhapa summarized in Lam Rim. Stages the path, Lam Rim. So we already found Lam Rim. We already found Lam Rim. So we already have Lam Rim, we read Lam Rim, you know. Some of you already memorized foundation of the good quality. Some of you memorized 3 principal aspects of the path to enlightenment. So there's many small Lam Rim that are composed by Lama Tsongkhapa just to benefit us, you know. Tembe Rinpa Kunsang, Lamji Chos, Tembe Rinpa Kunsang, means like they contain entire Buddha's teaching, Tembe Rinpa Kunsang, Lamji Chos, the best path. Nyene Dube Janam Nyeche Chos, Nyene, so you found that, so now, to practice, you know, practice. So that is the best offering, So when you, if you practice, not just learn, if you practice, if you implement them, in your day-to-day life, if you apply them, so that's practicing. Learning Lam Rim and practicing Lam Rim, that's 2 different things. If you practice Lam Rim, that's the best offering. If you practice, so that's the best, then that's the best offerings. Then Lama Tsongkhapa will be pleased. Lama Tsongkhapa will be very pleased. So making offering, food offering, this is all good. But if you practice Lam Rim, Lama Tsongkhapa will be very pleased because Lama Tsongkhapa spent all this time learning and thinking then, you know, like, to applying, you know, applying that into day-to-day life, benefit sentient beings. This is goal. This is goal. So if you practice Lam Rim here and there, even just, you know, thinking about, oh, my life is very precious. That's what Lama Tsongkhapa said, precious human life. It's not just meaningless, no point, you know, it's like it's not worth it, it's not good, it's not like that. Even you can just think about precious human life. You are practicing Lam Rim. So that's the best offering you can ever offer to Lama Tsongkhapa. So, you know, finding Lam Rim, then practicing. The second word is practicing. That's how you dumb is, you know, enlightened beings will be pleased because of your practicing. You know, Lama Tsongkhapa will be pleased if you practice Lam Rim. Maybe thinking about impermanent. Or maybe thinking about, you know, like how to generate bodhicitta. How to generate compassion, you know. Thinking about karma. This is all practicing Lam Rim. Practicing Lam Rim. Sura kunji nyimbo dodo wa sudi turi eto na nyembe jo tamje chada tibe zukte zo la jen diba ngibe tibe sums. So lamrim contain all the Buddha's teachings. So even just seeing is like equivalent of seeing entire Buddha's teachings. See, who said Lama Tsongkhapa said. While Lama Tsongkhapa said, Lama Tsongkhapa hoping they will take advantage. Then we get benefit. That's why Lama Tsongkhapa said. So the two turn the name just Lama Tsongkhapa didn't say every day, didn't say every day. Once in a while if you recite Lam Rim, then it's equivalent of, you know, reciting entire Buddha scriptures. So the two repentance. Even just saying one time. Didn't say every day you have to say, even just one time. You get the benefit of teaching Lam Rim, practicing Lam Rim, studying Lam Rim, meditating on Lam Rim, you get all the benefit. Far more important any other practice, far more important any other practice. Who said Lama Tsongkhapa said, not in the foundation of good quality, not in the three principles of path enlightenment, but the other Lam Rim, Kunyam Gur, Song of experience. So, experience of entire Buddha's teaching, the meaning of entire Buddha's teachings. It's called Nyam Guru. Song of experience. So, Lam Rim Nyam Guru. In that, Lam Rim Lama Tsongkhapa said very clearly, you know, just saying that. So, that's, you know, best offering. Okay, just want to share with you. So, then from now on, then you know. Like, you know, how to develop conviction faith to Lama Tsongkhapa is to study Lam Rim. If you get some benefit here, there, then you say, oh, who taught that book? Lama Tsongkhapa taught. Now it's benefiting me greatly, you know, making me better human being, more kind, more warm, more compassionate, more calm, more peaceful. So that's how to gain conviction faith to Lama Tsongkhapa. That's Lama Tsongkhapa goal. So very, you know, very, very important. So the reason I'm saying this, you know, in the Guru Puja, that Lam Rim part in Guru Puja. So just saying that is like equivalent of saying entire Buddha scriptures. How many scriptures Buddha taught? 84,000 scriptures Buddha taught. So that's like reciting Lam Rim part in Guru Puja. So just to think how much benefit you get. And on this special occasions, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa days, best offering. We are making the best of the best offering to Lama Tsongkhapa. So that's the reason why Lama Tsongkhapa is going to be pleased wherever he might be. You know, he's not like, some of his like, wherever Lama Tsongkhapa might be, you know, like, you know, whatever, like, what kind of pure land, you know, and Tushita realm, and many, many pure land, Lama Tsongkhapa manifested and still giving a lot of teachings. So now, doing this Guru Puja, so we all should make strong wish that we will be born Lama Tsongkhapa's main disciples, in this pure land, will be born as a Lama Tsongkhapa disciple, then continue our Lamrim study or Lamrim practice till we reach enlightenment. Oh? So that's good to make, no? Good wish to make, okay? Because this is, because we are making the best of the best offering to Lama Tsongkhapa on this Lama Tsongkhapa day. So, because we are going to say Lamrim, and Lama Tsongkhapa said that, when you say Lamrim even one time, it's like equivalent of, you know, teaching, practicing, thinking, meditating on Lamrim. It's equivalent benefit you get. Lama Tsongkhapa said that, so Lama Tsongkhapa will be pleased. So then the merit, huge merit, no? Huge merit been created, no? Because that's why it's called as a merit field, because that's where all the merit grow, And in this merit field, Lama Tsongkhapa inseparable with our own Lama, so the lot of merit will grow. So we will dedicate that merit to be born as a Lama Tsongkhapa disciple, one of those pure land, continue practice Lamrim, and dedicate it as likewise Lama Tsongkhapa did to benefit sentient beings and spread the Dharma throughout the world. Okay? Yeah. Just want to share that with you. Guru Puja, too nice. Guru Puja?
Okay. I just wanted to be sure.
Guru Puja. Chaka ingina, de chaka tuina, namina, de ingina. Mare. I think it'll be complicated to say everything in Tibetan. We do exactly like usually. Some Tibetan, some English. That's what we do.
Right. You don't want to read it in Tibetan? You're not going to do it in Tibetan?
I think then more people can participate if we do in Tibetan. Not Tibetan, sorry. In English. Huh? It's up to you. So, but that, we don't mind. We don't mind saying Tibetan, diamonds, and like, probably better to say in English. What do you think? Then people can participate. Huh? Doesn't matter.
We like to listen to
that. Tibetan?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So then, yeah, these are what the Tibetan is. Yeah. Can you follow?
Yeah.
These are what ये क्यों ना क्यों है जे
हाँ
वो गजरा जैसे देखो इसमें रफ़ा के इसमें मार देंगे ना रफ़ा के दिन देंगे ना इसमें मार दें तम्बू रफ़ा के दिन देंगे मार कहीं का देंगे इसमें कौन जैसे मार दा I'm asking you somebody to say slowly, otherwise people cannot follow. Slowly. If you cannot follow, then mumble. So the mother says you have to mumble because why? That's discipline. But here, we don't have discipline. That's okay.
Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhammaya,
Dhamma Namo Dhammaya Namo Sanghaya Namo Gurave Namo Pitaya Namo Dhammaya Namo Sanghaya Mo Zenje Ganja Denje Shea Danya Lama Laya Sinje donje lama la ye gombo jola gembo sha ma sinje gonjo tinje sha dono lama la ye jene sinje donje lama la gombo jola gembo sha ma sinje gonjo tinje sha ya donje la Ha, Ma sinje sonje dungo leta, deje sonje je salange boja, deje jada la samo la mala ye nanjo nyo lo jo. Denje ngo le ranye la mala, kande sa ye gale ke zetu. Jo, de do ye me la lo yon bo ko do je do che le, lo mo me don de bo yon de ge bo son je bet, don lo bo ye ran je che de che je ne da je bet, ko do so de do ye lo mo son je ke je mo wo ni. Dodo Sunia Yeja Maja
Ninja Dabo
Rodeja No more and yet 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 yet
yet yet yet yet yet
Babo dajo ni deche doye la tuye wombo ni Yedhe chuje ni jason wanchi de pano shajad Thago ronje ni je la moye da chango la tono Sanje chase po kando tese janzo koneju Teda kuzo doje sanze huye gese jaji Ranjene ne je
Yeah.
江总我谢谢农高的我接的接大多你别跟着用着钱接着接着连着让接过多接着没当接要着过多接着这次不着
老子这边
老年这道地高大街道老妈你进步可光到底
上不要听你家说这样帮这样家这样家就让我当这边我老子将东北边这边将你我老子帮助我出去我先这边就到那边新疆安全新疆不你要做这多居民啊家家呢这大理解这边一些些结果上些真的是一面领着马子们接连的天大抢救新疆去你莫学校这些年装备上边面积切断那种去年即将当天不那我就这样把农村农村
大胆了，你大胆了，他们就大胆了啊
哦
Oh.
nē nān yō mā kān tō nā nē kān tō mā kū lān tā nē sō wān tē nē wā chō lān yē mē yē rō ngā nē wē mā nyō mā lā nē chē nē chō ngā shīng tō lōng chīng bā yē nē Tien tien de tien la 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 yo A la 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 o A yi a la le a Tien me kan de a to nam ji Se re a se a la le gong ji Ho di xie xie ma tan jie Ba wo ne a men ji Kan do ta ne kan do ma Kwe lan ta ne so wan De wa chen bo ye ne ra je de De ve ra ne ma la ra je ne Cha je be ma ra ben de wa je Nen jo ba cho na la cho ba A la 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 o A yi a ra le Tien me kan de to nam Se ve se la le gong zi Ho de xie xiang ba tan Ba wo na ne men jo ma Kan do da ne kan do ma Ke lan da ne so wan Ye wo xie yuan yang jie ka jie ma Ra jie ngong bo qing da kan Da gen ding do xiong de qing la Xin jin de ren jo wang xia du A la 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 o Fa yi a la le Qin de kan de to nam ji Se ve se la le gong zi Hoan de se se ba tan zi Ba wo na ne men jo ma Kan do da ne kan do ma Kwe lan da ne so wan de Ne se ta de ti nien den ba zi De se ban de kan do to ma Se jen do wa mi jen de zi ya Chu ji chu ki chu na ne ma A la 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 o A yi a la le Tien me kan de to nam ji Se ve se la le gong ji Ho di xie xie ba tan jie Ba wo na ne men jo ma Kan do ta ne kan do ma Kwe lan da ne so wan de Dam je ve so pje be pe ma Cha le che jang cha be che ma Men jo ma jo pe men de wan Se be che wan yon don to wan A la 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 o A yi a la le Ti me kan de so nan Se ve se la le gong Hoan di xie ba tan jie Ba wo na ne men jo ma Kan do da ne kan do ma Kwe la da ne so wan de Nang jie jung ne nang jie dang jie Bu le so jie gu ne no wan Ti nye du de zu jie xie Chi jing ba yi ru yi jing ba A la 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 o A yi a la li Chi me kan de zun Chi me zun Om dare tu re so ha ha Om dare tu re so Om dare ndo re so ha Om dare ndo re so Om dare ndo re so Om dare tu re so Om dare ndo re so Om dare tu re so Om dare tu re so Om dare tu re Om dare tu re so Om dare ndo dare ndo re so Om dare ndo re so Om dare tu Om dare ndo re so Om dare tu re Om dare ndo re so Om tare tu 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 re so Om dare tu re so Om dare tu re so Om tare tu re so Om tare tu re so Om tare tu Om tare tu re so 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 Om dare 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 tu Om dare tu re so Om dare tu re so Om dare ndo re so Om dare ndo re so Om dare tu re so ha Om dare tu Om dare tu re so 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 Om dare tu re Om dare tu re so Om dare tu re so Om dare tu re so Om dare tu re Om dare tu re so Om dare tu re so Om dare tu re so Om dare tu re Mata tuna isu da ea ishi le duan tisi chi hun tiki chandu Maybe Lamrim English, if every people can put it.
So we're on page 141, LC 84. Supreme Field of Merit, my perfect pure guru, to the power of having made offerings and respectful requests, I seek your blessing, savor, and the very root of happiness and goodness, that I may come under your joyful care. Now turn to page 144, LC 85. Realizing how this body of liberties and endowments is found but once, is difficult to obtain, and is quickly lost, I seek your blessing to make it worthwhile and take its essence without being distracted by the meaningless affairs of this life. Aghast at the searing blaze of suffering in the lower realms, I take heartfelt refuge in the three precious gems and seek your blessing that I may eagerly strive to abandon all negativities and accomplish the accumulation of every virtue. Finally, tossed amidst waves of karma and mental affliction, plagued by the many sea monsters of the three kinds of suffering, I seek your blessings to develop an intense longing to be liberated from this infinite and frightening great ocean of existence. Having abandoned the mind that views this unbearable prism of psychic existence as a pleasure grove, I seek your blessings to hold the three trainings as the treasure of the superior's wealth and thereby to uphold liberation's banner. Having considered how all these miserable beings have been my mothers and have raised me in kindness again and again, I seek your blessing to develop effortless compassion like that of a loving mother for her precious child. There is no difference between myself and others. None of us wishes for even the slightest of sufferings or is ever content with the happiness we have. Realizing this, I seek your blessings that I may generate joy for the happiness of others. This chronic disease of cherishing myself is the cause giving rise to my unsought suffering. Perceiving this, I seek your blessings to blame, begrudge, and destroy the monstrous demon of selfishness. The mind that cherishes mothers and places them in bliss is a gateway leading to infinite qualities. Seeing this, I seek your blessings to cherish these beings more than my life, even should they rise up as my enemies. In brief, infantile beings labor only for their own ends, while the one evil ones work solely for the welfare of others. With the mind understanding the distinction between the failings of one and the advantages of the other, I seek your blessing to enable me to exchange myself with others. Cherishing myself is the doorway to all loss, while cherishing my mothers is the foundation of all qualities. Hence, I seek your blessing to make my core practice the yoga of exchanging self for others. Now turn to page 154.
Alhamdulillah. Maybe today is good to also recite the 8 verses 19. Right after 8 verses 19, yeah.
Turn to page 149. Verses of thought transformation. Determined to obtain the greatest possible benefit from all sentient beings who are more precious than a wish-fulfilling jewel, I shall hold them most dear at all times. When in the company of others, I shall always consider myself the lowest of all, and from the depths of my heart hold others dear and supreme. Vigilant the moment a delusion appears in my mind, endangering myself and others, I shall confront it and avert it without delay. Whenever I see beings who are wicked in nature and overwhelmed by violent negative actions and suffering, I shall hold such reverence dear as if I had found a precious treasure. When, out of envy, others mistreat me with abuse, insults, or the like, I shall accept defeat and offer the victory to others. When someone whom I have benefited and in whom I have great hopes gives me terrible harm, I shall regard that person as my holy guru. In short, both directly and indirectly, as blessedness and benefit to all my mothers, I shall secretly take upon myself all their harmful actions and suffering. Undefiled by the stains of the superstitions of the eight worldly concerns, may I, by perceiving all phenomena as illusory, be released from the bondage of attachment.
So now the second section is like Tonglen practice. So most of you already know how to do the Tonglen practice, but this is a special day, so I just want to share how the Tonglen practice has been done. Conjoin with your breathing according to also Guru Puja. So tong is like to send or to give, to send. Len is to take. So sending part, according to the teachings, the sending part has been done out of loving kindness, okay? Well, whenever you give, you try to give out of love. Out of loving kindness. So so taking part is done out of compassion. So if some of you are there having difficulty to do the taking part, if you be overwhelmed by doing the taking part, so then your object doesn't have to be other sentient beings, it can be yourself. Just imagine that, imagine yourself in front of you. So then, whatever the problems, in the future that you may encounter, so then just visualize, so then just visualize yourself in front of you. So then take out of compassion, take. Whether it's like fear, stress, anxiety, whatever that might be, so you can visualize yourself in front of you, according to Chabdi Sorumboche, suggested that you can visualize yourself in front of you, so that you can take whatever the problem might be. It could be anger, jealousy, or attachment, or fear, anxiety, stress. You can just visualize yourself in front of you. Then you taking part can be done out of compassion. Using that object yourself, or imagining yourself in front of you. So then sending part has been done out of loving kindness. Also, day-to-day life, when we breathe, so Tonglen practice can be conjoined with our breathing. When you breathe out of loving kindness, then breathe all your merit. Created by the created in the past, created now, going to create in the future, and transform those merit into whatever the people might or sentient beings might need. If somebody needs a cloth, you can just transform those merit into cloth. If somebody needs food, if somebody needs shelter, you can just mental offering. They can just imagine, just transform that into the material offerings that sentient beings who desperately need. You can just visualize. This is called mental offering. Father, me, it's like the substance of offering of substance belongs to the human being, belongs to the deva realms. So you can just transform those, flower, tree, all this natural, substance. You can just transform that, whatever they need. So you can just transform that. So then sense, out of loving kindness, your own merit, created in the past, created now, going to create in the future, the merit is created by all these beings. Beings that don't see emptiness directly, beings those who already see emptiness directly, who's creating merit, so then also visualize merit is created by all the space, particularly this day, you know, throughout the world, particularly in the Sera Devun Ganden Monastery. That's like each monastery has like more than 3,000 monks. So all together, you know, so many light offerings been done. So our teacher, you know, like my teacher, Kenzo Rinpoche, then our teacher, Lama Zopa Rinpoche, all of them now in India, so about to receive teaching from His Holiness Dalai Lama. So much offering has been made on last yesterday and today. They are making a lot of offerings. You can just, you know, also visualize them, transform those into whatever people need. If somebody needs, you know, like protection, you can, you know, visualize that, okay? So then we'll chant that. So then please think deep down from your heart. Think deep down from your heart, you know, sending out of loving kindness, taking out of compassion, okay?
We're on page 154,
LC95.
Lord,
And thus, perfect, pure, compassionate gurus, I seek your blessing that all negativities, obscurations, and sufferings of mother migrators may without exception ripen upon me right now, and that by giving my happiness and virtue to others, all migrators may experience happiness.
Oh, yeah. So then, again, so we are going to chant, you know, we used to chant this next two stanza every Wednesday class. So now, because of the basic program, so it takes a long time, so we don't say those two stanzas. So the reason behind this, you know, I choose to say this, chant these two stanzas every Wednesday class, is just I'm hoping, you know, that we gain this, you know, like, some understanding of karma, some understanding of karma and emptiness. So whenever things go wrong in our lives, so instead of just looking at the situation from a narrow point of view, so if we learn how, what is the karma, so that allows us to see the situation from the karma point of view. Karma point of view. So even though we are going through some difficulties, you know, whether it's like physical difficulties or mental difficulties. And because of the kindness of all the previous lamas, that, you know, we are able to learn what is karma, so then we can even, we can think, we can, you know, protect our peace of mind. We can protect our peace of mind. So, when things go wrong, then how to look at the situation from the broader point of view means having, looking at the situation through the knowledge of karma. The knowledge of karma, okay? So that's my hope. So that, you know, sooner or later, that we can look at the, look at the difficult situation from the four noble truth point of view. Four noble truth point of view. Four noble truth point of view. Or maybe knowledge of the four noble truth. So, you know, we say, you know, going with the flow, that's not going to happen. If you don't understand karma, going with the flow is not going to happen. Then because of lack of the knowledge of karma, so many more problems been created, blaming this, that, no, blaming this, that, not having the understanding of Four Noble Truths, not having understanding of the karma, so many extra problems been created between people, countries, communities. Why was that? That's the lacking, something's lacking, lack of knowledge of Four Noble Truths or karma. See? So it's very important to see things through the karma point of view. Okay, so that's my hope. Second stanza, then look at, you know, whether that is like appears as something good or appears as something like bad. The bottom line, if you look at from emptiness point of view, it's all level, it's all perceptions. Perception is not solid, it can change, perception can be changed. So then looking at this bad appearances, good appearances, through the wisdom, understanding, emptiness, through looking at that, you know, wisdom eye. It's not serious as we think, it's everything is level by mind, not by body, by mind. The mind can, the perceptions, you know, can be changed, So there's a second instance, okay? I just want to share, because today is a special day, even though Guru Buddha is taking a little longer, so I think every second spending here is merit, means cause for happiness. appearances or maybe positive appearances or negative appearances to using those as a, or as a, using them as a method to increase two types of bodhicitta. So one is called ultimate bodhicitta. Bodhicitta, strongly supported by wisdom realizing emptiness. Oh, wisdom realizing emptiness. That's called ultimate bodhicitta. Means not just bodhicitta, the proof of that you already see and you have deeper understanding of emptiness. So that's bodhicitta, looking at other sentient beings, not knowing ultimate truth cause so much problems. So based on that, you develop bodhicitta. So that bodhicitta is strongly supported by wisdom realizing emptiness. That's called ultimate bodhicitta. Conventional bodhicitta, they don't have, deeper understanding of emptiness, but is strongly supported by compassion, compassions. Compassions, then it's a conventional bodhicitta. So those good appearances or bad appearances to use that as a, that become like mechanism to further develop two types of bodhicitta, okay? So that's the second stanza. Oh. So now maybe, Hamula, you can probably say it in English, so then continue to read, yeah.
So LC 96 on page, did we do that yet? Not yet? Okay. LC 96. Even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negativity and unwished for sufferings pour down like rain, I seek your blessing to take these miserable conditions of the past by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma. In short, no matter what appearances arise, be they good or bad, I seek your blessing to transform them into a path increasing the true bodhicittas, to the practice of the five forces, the quintessence of the entire Dharma, and thus to meditate only on mental happiness. I seek your blessings that I relate everything I may meet to meditation, to skillful means possessing the four applications, and that I may make this life of liberties and endowments greatly meaningful by practicing the advice and pledges of thought transformation. In order to rescue all migrators from the vast seas of existence, I seek your blessings to train only in bodhicitta through love, compassion, and superior intent conjoined with the technique of mounting, giving, and taking upon the breath. I seek your blessings that I may easily endeavor to put into practice the three Mahayana moral codes and to restrain my mind stream with pure vows of the conqueror's children, the single path journey by all victorious ones of the three times. I seek your blessing to complete the perfection of generosity through the guideline teaching of increasing the mind that gives without attachment, namely transforming my body, wealth, and collection of virtues of the three times, and to the object desired by each and every sentient being. I seek your blessing to complete the perfection of moral discipline, not transgressing the bounds of the Pratimoksha, Bodhisattva, and Tantric vows, even at the cost of my life, accumulating virtuous dharmas and accomplishing the purpose of sentient beings. Should even all the beings of the three realms, without exception, become angry at me, humiliate, criticize, threaten, or even kill me, I seek your blessings not to be agitated, but to complete the perfection of patience that works for their benefit in response to their harm. Even if I must remain for an ocean of eons in the firing hells of Avicii, for the sake of even just one sentient being, I seek your blessing to complete the perfection of enthusiasm that out of compassion entirely strives for supreme enlightenment. Having abandoned the faults of thinking, agitation, and mental wandering, I seek your blessing to complete the perfection of mental stabilization to the samadhi of single-pointed placement upon the nature of reality of all phenomena, their lack of true existence. I seek your blessing to complete the perfection of wisdom to the space-like yoga of single-minded placement upon ultimate truth, conjoined with the pliancy and great bliss induced by the discriminating wisdom analyzing suchness. I seek your blessing to perfect the samadhi on illusion by realizing how outer and inner phenomena that true existence but still appear like a mirage, a dream, or the moon's image on a still lake. Samsara and nirvana lack even an atom of true existence, and cause and effect and dependent arising are infallible. I seek your blessing to discern the meaning of Nagarjuna's thought that these two are mutually complementary and not contradictory. Then, crossing the depths of the ocean of Tantra, to the kindness of my captain, Vajradhara, I seek your blessing that I may hold my vows and pledges, the root of Siddhis, dearer than my life. I seek your blessing that whatever appears may arise as the deity, having cleansed all stains of ordinary appearance and grasping with the five-stage yoga of transforming birth, death, and the bardo into the three bodies of a conqueror. I seek your blessing to actualize in this life the path uniting clear light and illusory body which arises from placing your feet, my Savior, in the eight petals of my heart, in the very center of my central channel. If my time of death comes before I have completed the points of the path, I seek your blessing that I may be led to a pure land through the instructions of correctly applying the five forces or the Guru's transference, the forceful means to enlightenment. In short, I seek your blessings, my Savior, to be cared for by you from birth inseparably throughout all my lives, and thus to become your chief disciple, holding every secret of your body, speech, and mind. Savior, please grant that all be auspicious for me to be foremost among your very first circle of disciples wherever you manifest Buddhahood, so that all my temporal and ultimate wishes without exception may be effortlessly and spontaneously fulfilled. Now turn to page 164, and we'll read LC 115. Having thus been entreated, Supreme Gurus, pray, grant this request, so that you may bless me, happily alight on the crown of my head, and once again set your radiant feet firmly at the corolla of my lotus heart. And then the conclusion on page 166. Should we continue in English to the end?
Yeah.
Okay. Dedication of merits. Whatever white virtues I have thus created, I dedicate as causes, enabling me to uphold the holy dharma of scriptures and insights, and to fulfill without exception in prayers the deeds of all the Tathagatas and Bodhisattvas of the three times. By the force of this merit, may I never be parted, and all my life to Mahayana's four spheres, and may I reach the end of my journey along the path of renunciation, bodhicitta, pure view, and its two stages. Verses of auspiciousness.
Long
那就让去做你用过于做的用的你别着急去也那点点那么烂着了说我那别落上这么一写了学你一定能记着落上这一将一这一学你跟着我要你做的别前面人家当着见见面你在罗子他别见见到我的把老罗别着解决他说那些年年将军吧也大姐姐给我就算吧现在日子那么是几个下面多年转给这些就
I'd like to thank our sponsors again and repeat their names and dedications. The sponsors for the puja, Steve Smith, for my mother and all of our mothers in all their lives, may they have all they need to reach complete enlightenment quickly, and for all those beings in the Bardo state without a refuge protector, may the force of our merit lead them to supreme refuge, Ali Burke. For puja, for Bill Burke, may he earn the merit and realize the wisdom and compassion to become enlightened and free all sentient beings from suffering. Anonymous, for the puja, for my mother, and for all who are old and sick, for their families who care for them, may their minds be peaceful and happy, and may the blessings of all our teachers bring light and joy to their hearts. And now for the light offerings. Elise Drevel, may all sentient beings have the benefit of excellent teachers. May they all have eternal happiness, freedom from suffering, and equanimity, and the causes for these. Anonymous, for the long, healthy life of our kind teacher, Geshe Gelug Choda, and for the fulfillment of all of his wishes. May we meet him again and again in all of our lives and receive his guidance and blessings. For Neil, may he be free from pain and have a happy, peaceful mind during his transition and a very happy rebirth, for his family to have peace of mind, and for the liberation of all beings everywhere. Pat Long, for Geshe Gelug, with wishes for his long, happy, healthy life.
Oh.
也下月新的把路灯中熊诺你的我拉我就接啊我打扰的别拉接的我发掉的灯我拉就接下次听说的小我的同在传人家
Mantra in the monastery
because they are, you know, kind of get excited because they can go around with the candle in there. They make something, some kind of candle holder from the, I think, in the river. You can look. So you may see that some of them use like what you call to get the water.
Ladle.
So they make out of this. There's like one plant that grow. You know, it has handle. Gore. Yeah. So they dig. You know, some before Lama Tsong, 2 weeks before Lama Tsong, all the young monks, they go to the river. You know, so they get them. So then they dig them. Then they make hole like small door. Then they make hole. They dig everything out and they dry them. And when Lama Tsong over there, then they put that candle there. Like a flashlight. So they get very excited. And they extend them all night long. They say, Mimi, that's how they say quite fast. Group of them, all the temples open, so they go to the temple, then come out. There's group, all the group, yeah. So maybe someday here.